Blog Talk Radio.
Bread of life sent down from glory. Many things you were on earth, a holy king, a carpenter. But you are the living word, say it now. Come on. Come on, Houston, you can say it one time with us. Bread, and down some glory. Many things. Come on, somebody say it.
Many things you were on earth.
Awesome ruler.
Awesome ruler.
Gentile. This is what we like to call you, Jesus,
Jesus.
That's what we call you, yeah.
You
were born in a manger, but on a tree you died to save man.
The
Jesus, Jesus,
Jesus.
That's what we call you.
Show me your face. Fill up this space. My world needs you right now. My world needs you right now. I can't escape being afraid. Fill me with you right now. My world needs you right now.
Show me your face. Fill up this space. My world needs you right now. My world needs you.
Bring with it a sound that points us to you right now. Erase substitutes right now. Fix what I see. And God, please fix me. Let us see you right now. My world needs you.
Why I'm not ashamed to say,
oh, 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 that power in your name, nobody like you, Lord. Every knee will bow, every tongue confess that He is Jesus. Yes, He is God Almighty, the King of Kings, Lord of
partnering up with us on this morning. We want to say good morning and welcome to the Worldwide Gospel Connection Man of Monday broadcast. Listen, call a friend, tell a neighbor that the Worldwide Gospel Connection is on the air. I am your host, none other than Chief Apostle Donnell Douglas. We're here to encourage, inspire, and strengthen you through the Word of God is what we do on a day-to-day basis. And we're just excited that you guys decided to call in and be a part of today's broadcast. Remember now, call a friend and tell a neighbor that the Worldwide Gospel Connection is on the air. And they can call in on that same number that you guys are listening, calling in on right now. And that number is 563-999-3628. Again, that phone number is 563-999-3628. Those of you all that are listening in via the World Wide Web, please make it your business to call in. This is a live broadcast. This is not Memorex. That's okay. I just told my agent, we're good. We're good. Listen, this is not going to be our round table discussion. We're just going to open the floor up and just enjoy the word of the Lord together. We're going to enjoy the word of the Lord together. We're inviting you guys to come in. Those of you that want to come in and want to speak, you can press the 1 and join in on the conversation and press the 1, and we will be glad to let you express your feelings on the broadcast on today. Maybe you just want to come on and just say how the broadcast has blessed you. Maybe you just want to come on and just share a testimony of some sort. But, you know, that's how we do it here on the Worldwide Gospel Connection. Listen, before we go another further, you know how we do it on the Worldwide Gospel Connection. Lend me your hearts. Let us talk to the Father, and we're going to share our morning scripture. And once we share our morning scripture, we'll go ahead on and we'll go back into that broadcast, and we'll let you guys listen in, and we'll be a part of, come on and be a part of what we're doing right here on the Worldwide Gospel Connection. Let us pray. Gracious and eternal Father, we thank you for this opportunity, this time, this chance, this awesome assignment that you have set into the hands of your manservant. God, we want to say thank you. God, we thank you for those that are under the sound of our voice. God, our prayer is that something is said, something is done, God, on today that will bless, magnify, and strengthen those that are under the sound of our voice. God, our prayer, God, is whatever the condition or circumstance that they bring with them on today, God, that your grace and your mercy, your healing power, your word of strength, your word of power, your word of grace, God, your word of transition, God, will come in, God, and shift the very place that they are. God, we pray today, God, that your word will give life, and not just life, but life more abundantly. God, those that come on, God, that are tuning in and listening in that is a part, God, we pray, God, that you would just move by your power and by your strength, God, that they receive something from the broadcast as they move forward on today. God, we thank you right now, God, that all things are working together for their good and that you are turning it in their favor. In the mighty and rich and infallible name of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ, as we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Listen, our morning scripture will be coming from the book of Psalms. The book of Psalms, we had this awesome opportunity to share scripture with you guys. We hope the scripture that we share with you guys on today is a blessing to you. We hope that the scripture that is laid on your heart will be a blessing to you as well. Maybe you could take this and this will be your meditational scripture for today. Listen, we're going to be coming from Psalms 1. We're going to be coming from Psalms 1, and we're just going to read those first three verses. Now, this is just as a point of reference. This is my favorite scripture, Psalms 1. This is my favorite scripture. When I gave my life to Christ, when I came into my being as a Christian, this was a scripture that helped me. As I went on in my ministry, as I became pastor and minister and now apostle, this passage of scripture still helps me. So I hope this helps you as it helped me. And it reads simply like this, and some of you have heard this scripture before. Blessed is a man that walketh not in the counsel of the godly. Whose feet are not set on the pathway of the sinner, or sitteth in the seat of the mockers. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in the law he meditate day and night. Verse 3 says, and is like a tree planted by the rivers of water, yielding fruit in season, whose leaf does not wither, whatever he does prospers. Whatever he does prospers. Listen, this is my scripture. I love this passage of scripture because it gives us that variable knowing that no matter what our life may look like, no matter what our condition may look like, no matter what our circumstances may look like, we have to learn how to stay on the path. We've had that opportunity. We've been in that place. Y'all, I ain't trying to preach, but I feel something this morning. No matter what your current condition look like, if you learn how to stay on the path, if you learn how to stay in the presence of the Lord, if you learn how to sit in a place where God can not only move, but God can also speak. I'm going to say that again. Not only where God can move, but where God can speak. Not only where God can move, but where God can speak. See, because watch this here. You have to be to come from among, God help me right through here. You got to come from among all the rigmarole, all of the people, all God, all the mockers, all the ones that have been lying, all the ones that have been throwing all the shade, the ones that have been talking sideways and crazy. See, you got to learn, come here, let me help you. You got to learn how to move from around these folks, because what they're doing is they're stunting your growth. They're keeping God, oh Lord. You got to be like that tree that's planted by the rivers of water that yield fruit in its season. See, the reason why your season has been so jacked up is because you've been around unseasoned folks. I'm gonna get it alone, but I'm telling y'all that scripture. This is y'all understand now why this scripture means so much to me. It gives me strength in my time of weakness. It gives me understanding in my place where things seem to be falling apart. I can go to this Psalms 1 and I can read that first couple of verses and it'll shift my whole day. So I hope that this helped you this morning. I hope this was a blessing to you on this morning. That Psalms 1. Let that be your meditation scripture on today. Let that be the thing that meditate, that resonate in your life on today. We're going to go to our countries that are listening. We want to say thank you guys to all of you guys that are listening in. I have a soapbox moment. We're going to take about 2 minutes of on the soapbox moment. We do that every Monday morning on the broadcast. We take this soapbox moment and we want to charge you with something, and then we want to encourage you to do something. How about that? So this morning we want to charge you with prayer. Pray for these amazing countries that are listening in. We have them, and they're a part of this broadcast, and they're listening in. And with them listening in, some of these great people desiring to be closer to the Lord, desiring to have a relationship with Jesus Christ, in doing so, their lives are put in danger. Let me help you. Let me bless you to your blessed place, push you to your purpose, and drive you to your destiny real quick. These people listen in to us, whether it's around a little internet box or whether it's around a phone or whether it's in a spot to where where they can't be seen or heard while they're listening to this broadcast. Listen, these great people listen in, but because they listen in, their lives are put in danger. Let me tell you why. If they are caught with a scripture, ladies and gentlemen, not a Bible, but a scripture in their possession, some of them are drug out into the street and they're made examples out of them. Some of them, watch this here, some of them are sold into slavery. Some of them are sold into work camps. Some of them, their families are separated. They never see each other again because of their desire to be closer to Jesus Christ. But what I want to charge you with, I want to charge you with praying for these great countries. You may not remember every last one of them that we call out on this broadcast on today. And I wouldn't expect you to. But what I want to do, this is the other part. Now that you have the charge, now I want to give you an assignment. This is your assignment. Your assignment is to make sure that you pray that their taskmaster, watch this here, their taskmaster, their hearts are moved. I want you to pray that they are covered, they're safe. I want you to pray that the strength of the Lord be on them. I want you to pray that the glory of the Lord be so strong and wherever it is, that no matter what they're trying to do, that they'll see that the Lord is the presence and that he'll walk in and change their situation. Amen? Amen. I want to give you that. So as I call these names out, you may not remember these names. You may not remember these names. But what I want you to do is say, look, Father, protect those that listen to the Worldwide Gospel Connection. And when you do that, you ain't going to miss. You know, the Bible says sometimes we pray and miss. I promise you, if you pray like that, you won't miss. You won't miss. Pray that prayer and say, Lord, cover them. Cover them. Cover them. Thank you, Father. Cover them. Cover them. And when you pray that prayer and say, Lord, cover them, his hand of mercy and his hand of grace and his hand of power will be right there, and they will cover and keep and watch over them. And thank you guys so much for that, for my little soapbox moment time. Let us go ahead on and acknowledge those countries. And we want to say to you guys again, thank you so much for your continued support of the Worldwide Gospel Connection. Continue to listen in. And remember that your participation in listening to this broadcast is not in vain. We're praying for you. You have a nation that's praying for you. You have a nation that's praying for your covering over your life right now. And we thank God for moving in your favor. Amen. Amen. So we have the United States, we have Canada, we have Brazil, we have Ghana, we have Guyana, we have Nigeria, we have Kenya, we have Zimbabwe, we have South Africa, we have Jamaica, we have Saudi Arabia, we have China, we have Hong Kong, we have Germany, we have Bulgaria, we have Russia, we have Mexico, we have the United Kingdom, we have Paris, France, we have Japan, we have South Korea, we have Ireland, we have India, we have Portugal, we have the Netherlands, we have Italy, we have Thailand, we have Romania, and we have Hungary. And we want to tell you guys so much thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for your continued connection and your continued support. Our prayer is that the Lord will move by his power and move by his strength on your behalf, and that you will find favor in the time that you need to find favor, and that the Lord will move by his strength and by his power, and he will keep you in perfect peace because your mind is stayed on him. Now, listen, guys, we're going to take a real quick commercial break. And we'll be right back. Now, remember to share that number, share that number, share that number. Call a friend, tell a neighbor that the Worldwide Gospel Connection is on the air and that you guys can come on in and tune in and listen in and be a part of what God is doing right now, right here on the Worldwide Gospel Connection. We'll be right back. You guys, stay tuned in.
He leads me beside still waters. He restoreth my soul. When you become a believer, your spirit is made right. Sometimes, the soul doesn't get the notice. It has a hole in it due to things that's happened in the past, hurt, abuse, molestation. But we want to speak to you today and tell you that God wants to heal the hole in your soul. Some people's actions are not because their spirit is wrong, but it's because the past has left a hole in their soul. May this wisdom help you get over your past and remind you that God wants to heal the hole in your soul. I have my sister, Leandria, here. She's going to help me share this wisdom and tell this story.
Lord, deliver me. 'Cause all I seem to do is hurt me, hurt me. Lord, deliver me. 'Cause all I see to do.
Deliver me, 'cause all I see to do is hurt. my background sing. God rescue me from myself, from my overthinking. If you're listening out there, just repeat after me if you're struggling with your past and say, let the Lord know. Just say, He wants to restore your soul. Leave my faith, turn from their wicked ways. I will hear from heaven. Bring it on down. So it is. It is so. Amen. Now when we pray, we want to end that with a declaration, a decree. So I'm speaking for all of you listening, starting here, starting now. The things that hurt you in the past won't control your future. Starting now, this is a new day. This is your exodus. You are officially released. Now sing it for me, Leandria.
Roundtable discussion. So I invite you guys to come in. Those of you all who would like to share, those of you who would like to speak, you can press the one. And when you press that one will acknowledge and let us know that you want to tune in, that you want to be a part of today's broadcast. You want to chime in. Remember, those of you all that are listening to us via the World Wide Web, feel free to call in. That number again, it's 563-999-3628. Again, that number is 563-999-3628. Press the one, and that would acknowledge to let us know that you want to chime in and you want to listen in. You don't want to listen in. You actually want to partake into the roundtable discussion on today. As I said here this morning, and I said, Lord, I asked the Lord, I said, Lord, what do you want to talk about on today? And I don't know who this may help. And usually with these roundtable discussion, I'm going to be honest with you, we really don't have scripture. We really don't have scripture. But it may not be scripturally found. But it's biblically based. I'm going to say that again. It might be not scripturally found, but it's biblically based. This morning, I want to talk about the fact that your healing depends on the mindset that you take. Your healing depends on the mindset that you take. A lot of times, especially as men, we tend to battle our our heartstrings up, if that's even accurate terminology. So often we box our heartstrings up, and because when we box our heartstrings up as men, ladies, don't get offended. I want to talk to the brothers this morning because I feel like as we just come out of men's mental health month, we just came out of that. I believe that there are some of us. We deal with things internally. Come on, let me help you. I'm one of those that I deal with my stuff internally. And a lot of times when I deal with my stuff internally, if I'm not careful, it'll spill out on the wrong person. Come here. Can we just be honest? Can we be honest and real and honest on this morning? So often, ladies and gentlemen, as men, what we wind up doing as men, we wind up speaking out of our situation and not out of what we know, because we didn't let that thing set up in our spirit or in our soul or in our mind or in our heart for too long. And what we wind up doing is we wind up speaking that thing out of hurt and out of frustration. Okay, God, thank you. Y'all know the story about the man that sat at the pool of Bethesda. And as he sat at the pool of Bethesda, Jesus came. And when Jesus came, Jesus asked the man a question. And the question that he asked that man, he asked him, "Will thou be made whole?" And when he opened up his mouth, he spoke out of his condition. Come here, let me help you. He spoke out of his current condition instead of speaking out of the fact that he had a relationship with Jesus Christ. He could have had a relationship with Jesus Christ. He could have had his healing. He could have had his deliverance. He could have had his being set free. But because he spoke out of his condition, watch this here, brothers. A lot of times we miss the move of God because we speak out of our current condition. Let me bless you to your blessed place, push you to your purpose, and drive you to your destiny. Let me give you something to work with. Stop looking at your condition and speaking out of your condition and speak out of where you're trying to go in God. Oh, I helped about 50 of y'all already that one. Watch this. Stop speaking out of your current condition and speak where you're trying to go in God. Because what you'll wind up doing is this. You'll wind up missing the true reason why God has showed up in your life, because you worried about what's going on in your life. Oh, God, help me right through here. I don't know who that just helped. I think that helped maybe about 10 of y'all right there. Watch this. Don't be so caught up in your frustrated place. Come here. Let me help you. The man at the pool of Bethesda, I'm pretty sure after he had seen so many people get healed after the angel troubled the water, he didn't even realize that the one who gave the angel the power was in his presence. Can I show you something? We could be so caught up in what we see in our present situation, we don't know that our watches here, our deliverance has already showed up. God, help me right through here. You miss him because you're looking at what you got going on in your tanao. I just made that up. Y'all ride with me. Your tanao is what messed up your whole future with God, because your eyes, and the Bible says like this, he says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. What we need to start doing is we need to start turning the faith eye, not a blind eye. We need to start turning the faith eye to the situation, because, oh God, who am I helping? If you learn how to turn a faith eye and not a blinded eye and let God move according to what your faith level is, and here's the key. All men are given a measure of faith. My question to you this morning would be this: where is your measure of faith, or what is your measure of faith? Because a lot of times we can have faith, but we don't have a measure of faith. Come here, Lord. God, help me right through here. We can have a measure of faith, and we can have no faith. Because watch this, our measure of faith is so small, it's just like not having faith. Oh, God, who am I showing how to get around your current condition? Who am I showing how to move, God help me right through here, how to move accurately in your condition? Learn how to look at your condition not as a place of destruction or a place of death, but as a place where I'm going to get ready to come out of it, and I got to learn how to trust God in it even when I can't find him in it. I'm gonna let that sit on you for a bit. I'm gonna let that marinate all up in your bit. I'm gonna let that marinate all up in your good in your good soul. We get so frustrated. Especially as being men, can I be honest with you? As being men, we get so frustrated in our present situation. I'm going to talk about me. So you can stay saved and you can stay in the church. I'm going to talk about me. This is not you. This is me. Okay? I have a tendency when the thing don't go right with for me, I have a tendency to do what I call, I make up scenarios. They get home with somebody. I have a tendency to make up scenarios. And in my tendency to make up scenarios, what I wind up doing, people of God, is I wind up making these scenarios up. And in making these scenarios up, I think of the worst thing instead of the best thing. But I had to learn, watch this here, I had to learn that making up scenarios is a part of who I am. But just because I make up the scenario does not mean that that scenario is going to happen. Whoa. Just because it's bottled up in my mind. Because you do know that God, I'm going to mess him up with this one. Your mind is the devil's playground if you let him have it. The devil will have us with all kinds of things on our minds. We thinking all kinds of stuff. We got all kinds of conversations going on. We got all kinds of circumstances and situations that we done set up here and we done created in our mind and in our whole being and our whole everything. And we done messed around here and watch that. And we have completely and totally created something that does not exist. And we're sitting there and we're believing it and we're talking about, yeah, it's real and this and that and oh my God, and I'm sitting there with tears in my eyes and I'm crying, I don't know what I'm going to do, you know. And we lose ourselves in our condition instead of sitting back saying, okay, you know what, this is nothing more than a scenario. This is nothing more than me creating something. Okay, let me help you real quick. Some years ago, this is my second marriage. I'm working with my second marriage, beautifully, beautifully, wonderfully made marriage. God is blessed. But I was going through after I had got divorced and I was dealing with some issues with my ex being able to see my children, seeing my sons and my daughter. And so I was working as a security at a parking lot while I was driving around the parking lot. Help me, y'all, come on, y'all, just ride with me. I was driving around the parking lot. I'm gonna let you brothers in. I was driving around the parking lot, and as I was driving around this parking lot, one of my jobs was to run off the homeless people that would be sleeping on the sidewalk and things of that nature. So what I did was I would do it in a way that to me. It's humane. I'm not gonna talk all crazy. You talk all sideways. You, I understand that sometimes you are in a situation where life just handed you something bad. And you just gotta learn how to deal with it, and it's a rough place. But what I did was I did this. I saw the guy that was laying on the ground, and I was sitting there, and I drove over to him. And I said, "Excuse me, sir." I said, "Excuse me. I know you're tired, brother, and I know that you can't find another spot, but I'm gonna have to ask you to get up. I'm gonna have to ask you to leave because I can't have you sitting here right now. I can't have you doing that. I'm gonna have to ask you to move." And when this young man removed the coat off of his head, show you how the devil works. It looked just like my little son in my mind, in my eyes. And it messed with me so bad. And I'm sitting there and I got tears in my eyes. I'm literally bawling because I'm looking at this man. When he pulled the covers off, he got up and he left. But the image of this man was in my head, and I called my wife. I said, "Baby, I'm sitting there crying, I'm bawling," and she said, "Baby, I don't know how to answer this for you. Call your bishop, call our daddy, call our spiritual father, call him, talk to him, because I don't know how to handle this one for you. I don't know what to do," and so I called my spiritual father. And when I called my spiritual father, I was sitting there and I'm on the phone with him. He pulled a cover off and he looked just like him, Papa. He just looked just like him. I'm bawling. I'm losing it. You know what I'm saying? And he let me get all of that out. And when I stopped talking, this was the words that he gave me. He said, "You done?" I said, "Yeah, I'm done." He said, "Okay." He said, let's deal with the obvious. First off, that wasn't your son. I was like, I'm expecting him to comfort me or to appease to my situation. He said, "First off, number one, that ain't your son. So your son is safe at home with his mama. Your son is perfectly fine." He said, "Let's start that." He said, "The next thing is you have to realize the situation that you're in, the devil is going to put before you all of these images that to play with your mind to make you fall off your game, to fall off your fight, to throw in the towel, to quit. That is his job." He said, let's start there. Let's start in the place. Watch this. Let's start in the place to where the devil is the trickster. Let's start in a place where the devil is the liar. He's accused. The Bible says it like this. The devil is the accuser of the brother. So if he can pin something on you, he will. Watch. So he said, "So what I need you to do," he said, "I need you to get up, wash your face, get you something to drink, get you a soda, get you some water. And he said, "I want you to go back out there and do your job. Do the job that these people pay you to do. That's what I want you to do." He said, "I don't know." Because he said, "Because what the devil is actually trying to get you to do, he's trying to get you to fall apart and lose it. He wants you to snap." He said, "But I'm not going to let him." And he prayed with me. And you know what he prayed? "Father, keep his mind, because his mind is everywhere right now. Give him strength in his mind, Father. That his mind don't be everywhere at the same time. Give him peace in his mind. In Jesus' name, amen." And he said, "I love you." And he said, "I gotta go. I'll talk with you later." See, sometimes people of God watches us, sometimes man of God watches him. Sometimes we just got to stop long enough to hear what the Father is saying to us so we can dismiss in the plan of the enemy. See, that day right there, I learned that God is the God of chaos. God is the God of chaos. Even though it seemed like all hell is breaking loose. It seemed like every part of where we are, who we are, and what we got going on in every place, and it seemed like it's going on all at the same time. It seemed like you're about to die in the thing that God promised you that you're going to be delivered out of. He's still God. Watch this. Not only is he still God, he's still the powerful God that he was in the beginning. We can't lose focus. We can't lose strength. Watch what we can't lose. We can't lose our focus. Because watch this. If the devil can get you to lose focus, he'll get you to lose everything. Watch this. I learned something. And I tell people all the time, you know, as preachers, we get revelations out of anything. Y'all remember David Copperfield? Y'all remember David Copperfield? David Copperfield was one of the baddest magicians that you have ever seen. This man, I was sitting there, I was watching him on TV, and he made a 747 disappear. Just go. And I sat there, and I was like, man, this man made a whole airplane. A couple of hundred ton airplane just disappear. I said, man, this dude is dying. And then I sat back and I was watching this guy. He's called, they shunned him as a magician because he would show the tricks and the trades of how this thing was done. So one of the tricks that he showed was how David Copperfield made a 757 disappear right before the eyes of millions of people. And he gave the secret, and he said, watch this here. He said, all it is smoke and mirrors. And I told you, preachers get revelation out of anything. And I was sitting there, and I was looking at this man, and I was like, wow, this is crazy. He used mirrors and smoke, and it made it look like this thing just disappeared out of nowhere. And it was still sitting in the same spot. It never left. Watch what God showed me. He said, let me explain something to you about the devil. He said, that's all the devil has in his arsenal is smoke and mirrors. All we have in his arsenal, ladies and gentlemen, is smoke and mirrors. Watch this here. The crazy part about it is his tricks have not changed. Watch what you're dealing with. You're dealing with a one-trick pony when it comes to the devil. Yes, ma'am. Yes, sir. You're dealing with a one-trick pony. He has no new tricks. He has no new secrets. He has no new anything. Watch yourself. Only thing he does is change the faces. No man after the flesh. This is why it's so important. God, help me right here. This is why it's so important not to know nobody in God. Don't know nobody in no place where you just blind. Please, for me. Let me bless you to your blessed face, push you to your purpose, guide you to your destiny. Do not know nobody in a place to where you're blind to them. Don't know nobody in a place where you don't, where you're feeling so, come here, let me help you. You're so comfortable with them that you lose the fact that, watch this here, watch the text. You lose yourself in it. Watch this. We use the analogy of the man at the pool of Bethesda. And every time that that the angel troubled the water, Every time the angel troubled the water, he said that I had nobody to put me in. But wait a minute now. My question to you is, how did you get there if you crippled? if you had a condition, how did you get here? Somebody had to bring you in your intimate place. Come, God, help me. Who am I helping? Somebody in your intimate place had to get you here. And they said that he was there for 32 years. Now, I'm one of these cats that I'm biblically astute. I'm prophetically sound. And I know that when I read the scripture, I have to read the scripture with a whole understanding. And when I read it, it never said as I read the scripture that she left. They say anything, nothing about nobody picking them up. Not one time did anybody say that they took him back to the house. No. I don't remember that anywhere in the text. But you've been here for 32 years. You've been in the same condition for 32 years. You've been dealing with the same place for 32 years. At this point, either one of two things I'm going to tell somebody either you come get me and take me home and go ahead on and let whatever the will of the Lord is do. Or we're going to create a strategy. Because if you come in to visit me, you're bringing me bread and water. You bring me Popeyes. You're bringing me McDonald's and Jack in the Box. You're bringing me Burger King. You know, y'all know I ain't got good sense. Y'all pray with me. Listen. You bringing me Jack in the Box and Burger King and Church's Chicken and all this other stuff. You bringing me a Big Dog. You bringing me my cherry Coke with a little ice in it. You bringing me all this stuff. You bringing me this stuff. But every time you come, this is as far as you come is right here. I need you to help me to devise a plan. See, what you have to realize, you got to get people that's on your side that when you're in a pinch, they need some trust, Father. They got the capability, watch this here, to help you come up with a plan to come out of your pinch. See, because if I fall, I need somebody to help me get up. If you fall, you need somebody to help you get up. Can I ask you a question? And I know the answer to the question. Do you got anybody around you that's helping you in your pinch? Do you got anybody that's gonna push you and drive you and give you the strength to stand in who God called you to be in? See, because after a while, you lose strength, wisdom, and power. And you need somebody to speak strength, wisdom, and power into you. Do you got, oh, God, I'm in trouble. I'm out there. I might as well go stay out there. If you don't have nobody that's going to be able to strengthen you while you're weak, strengthen you, listen. But listen, the Lord said he'll be your strength in your time of weakness. I need some people that have the same mentality that God got. See, because when I'm in my weak state, I need somebody to have words in their mouth that sound like what God got in his mouth and speak life to me. Who am I helping, God? Who am I helping today? You have to become so to the point to where every one of your conditions, people of God, let me bless you, every one of your conditions that you come in contact with, you got to have the right people that will connect with you. Brothers, listen. We are some of the most introvert people. Men are introverts. I don't care who you are. I don't care what you think. As men, we're introverts. We're introverts. That's just what we do. We don't click with a whole lot. Our wives and our girlfriends, they love us and be around people. We are shit. Ladies, listen. We go because we love you. We go. We go to the baby showers because we love you. We go to the gender reveals because we love you. We go to the events because we love you. We go because, like I said, we don't want no smoke. But if truth be told, we'd rather be sitting on our couch in our living room watching something on TV. I just helped about 50 women. We want to go because you want us to go. We do it because you want us to do it. And we happily do it because we need to do it so you can see we got a smile on our face, but on our mouth. We say, man, I could be watching the game right now. I helped about 55 women with that. Watch. We're introverts. That's just what we are. That's who we are. It's a part of our DNA makeup. Our grandfathers and our fathers and our great uncles and great uncles. We were all the same. It's embedded in our DNA. We connect with brothers with like-mindedness, and when we connect with them, we connect with them in strength. But watch. As men, we don't make friends real easy. We don't do that. My wife told me one day. She said, "Everywhere we go, you run into somebody you know." Yeah, I run into somebody I know. But they're not my friend. I know them. See, I'm one of them people that I know of you, but I don't know you. And when I find a friend, that's my friend's friend. I was explaining Sunday, our campus pastor, Pastor Parker, that's my best friend. That's my guy. We done seen some days together. And see, that's how you know, watch this here, brothers. That's how you know you got a friend. I don't know why I'm here, but I'm here. Let's go ahead on and deal with it. When you find a friend, you get a friend that has been through some stuff. If not like you, let me show you something. If not like you, similar to what you've been through. And I promise you that you'll stick with you closer than a brother. Bible says, show yourself friendly. So when you show yourself friendly, God will not only open up the door, but he'll open up a way so you can get to where you need to be. Okay, so we went around the bush, up the tree, back down the tree, and through the path so we can get to the barn. So since we're here, we were talking about our mental status as men. And the man at the pool was not really our text, but it was a textual release for us to understand that we could be as men in such a terrible place, such a heart. But listen, we could be in such a paralyzing place, ladies and gentlemen. And we can forget who we are because we're in such a paralyzing place. I know that's good, God. I felt my whole spirit, man, shift. We can be in a paralyzing place, and we can watch others get it. And I'm saying to myself, in my carnal mind, not my spirit, in my carnal mind, I'm looking and I'm saying, how is it, dog, that they can get it? And I've been doing the work, and I can't. How is it that they can be set free? How is it that they can get the best of the best? And I am sitting here trying to figure out, what is this? See, what we have to realize is this. And ranks who with the man at the pool of Bethesda. We can't get so caught up in our current situation that we miss God being in our situation. See, God, let's smoke it just from Jesus. God will show up. God will pop in. But if our eyes are so focused on our paraplegic state, our paralyzed state, where we fail and now that we're crippled, we'll miss the whole move of God because we're looking at, watch this here, I'm going to mess with you real bad. Because we're looking at where we currently are instead of seeing where God is taking us to. Oh, that's good. I know that's good. We'll literally bypass. We'll literally bypass people of God. We'll bypass our whole deliverance process because our eyes are focused on our place of pain. If we live in our pain, We'll miss the glory of the process. We'll miss the glory of the process. If we focus on the pain, we'll miss the glory of the process. We'll miss the glory of the process. So I want y'all to understand and know that even though your situation currently may not be the best in the world for you, know that God is working some things for you. Allow him to work this thing out behind the scenes. Disappointed, messed up, jacked up, toe up on the floor up. I've been there. Let God be God, though. For real. That's just as real as real to get. Let God be God. Let God be God. And in that, not only will you find peace, not only will you find strength, not only will you find joy, but you'll find hope. You'll find hope. He is the answer to your situation. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. Amen? Amen. I wanted to have a round discussion We didn't have anyone to actually come on in and chime in, and we didn't have any hands raised, but we would have loved to have you guys to partake and have your voice heard in this. So we thank God for this opportunity and this time to share on this morning. And we thank God for those that are listening in and chiming in and popping in and knowing that God is able to do what he does best. God is amazing. God is amazing in everything that he does. He will watch what he'll do. He'll find you in your worst condition. He'll find you in your worst condition. But we have to, and I'm going to mess some of y'all up, we have to be willing to be found. We have to have a willingness to be found. We have to have a mindset of being found. Because see, watch this here. I'm gonna mess with y'all real bad. We can be lost, ladies and gentlemen. We can be lost and not and we can be lost and still watch this here and still not want to be found because of our present situation. See, a lot of times we can be broken, and we can be broken beyond repair in our eyes. But ain't that just like God to find us in that corner? Ask me how I know. I know because I'm to the point now to where I understand that my current condition and my current situation is one of those things that where God will for surely, without a shadow of a doubt, he will do his best to do what he does, and that is show up and show out in our life. Amen? Amen. So listen, we're going to go ahead on and we're going to take a quick commercial break, and we'll be right back, guys. Remember, guys, to listen to the Worldwide Gospel Connection.
I give myself away. I give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away. Give myself away so you can.
Come on, let him know.
I give myself away. I give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away.
What would happen if a generation embraced it? Come on, tell them.
Here I am. Here I am.
Amen. 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 Thank you guys so much for tuning in on this morning on the Worldwide Gospel Connection. We're just excited about God just being God and God doing what he does best, and that is be God and be big in our life. And we just want to thank you guys for your continued support and connecting with us and being right here on the Worldwide Gospel Connection. Remember to join us on this coming Thursday as well for our Women's Day Thursday broadcast that is going to be hosted by none other than our apostle, none other than my lovely wife, none other than Apostle Kashima Douglas. She will be hosting that show on this coming Thursday. Has some fantastic guests that will be a part of this wonderful broadcast that the Lord has blessed us with. We're just excited about what God is doing. We're actually getting ready to go into our celebration mode. We're going to be celebrating 3 years of broadcasting that we have been doing this for 3 years. We're just grateful that God has afforded us this opportunity and time to be able to share and come on and do what we do as we do what God has called us to do. Amen. So we just want to thank God for this opportunity to be able to broadcast this these programs across the country as we do. We are now in 29 countries. So we're just grateful that God has allowed us to be able to be a voice into the rural places of this world to spread this gospel of Jesus Christ. I thank God for the opportunity and the ability. And I know that my wife thanks God for this opportunity and ability to be able to share the gospel of Jesus Christ, to touch the lives of those that are seeking a closer walk with the Lord. Amen. There are those of you all that might be under the sound of our voice right now, and you do not have a relationship with Jesus Christ. You do not have a relationship with Jesus Christ. So with you not having a relationship with Jesus Christ, I want to extend to you Romans 10 and 9 simply says that if you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that Jesus died and was raised from the dead, you will be saved. You will be saved. You will be saved. So I want to extend to you this opportunity. I want to extend to you this chance. I want to extend to you this relationship with Jesus Christ. It's very simple. It's not complex. It's not complex. And we have what we call here at the Worldwide Gospel Connection, we call this our Overcomer Scripture and our Overcomer's Prayer. We just shared our Overcomer Scripture, which our Overcomer's Prayer is simple. No matter what your condition is, no matter where you are, no matter what you may be experiencing right now in your life, I want you to know. I want you to know. I want to give you this to you. I want to give you some strength. I want to give you some wisdom. I want to give you some grace and grace for the race, as the old church used to say. I want to give you the ability to stand in your current condition, that you know that God is not only stable, but well able to do exceedingly abundantly above all you can ask or think. You may find yourself in a difficult place, but I want you to know something. I want you to hear, the plea of the righteous. I want you to hear the plea of the righteous. And it simply says this, that we are all a work. We're all a work in progress. We're all a work in progress. I'm gonna say that again because that helps somebody. We're all a work in progress. We used to use this old saying that says that the church is the saints' hospital. But I got criticized for this, and I'm willing to take the criticism. I'm willing to take the hits for this. The church is not the saints' hospital. It's a rehab. It's a rehab center for the broken. It's a rehab center for the ones who have been tossed away and thrown away. It's a rehab center for those that have fallen and feel like their fall is their last place, their only place. But I'm learning that we trust in the Lord with all our heart and lean not to our own understanding, and in all our ways acknowledge him, he will direct our path. So I want to extend to you this prayer. I want to extend this prayer. And I'm going to re-reference Romans 10 and 9. And when I say that, I just want you to lift up your hands and receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. I want you to receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. And once you do that, we'll give you three keys that will help you. And I believe that will push you to your purpose and guide you to your destiny. Okay? Let us pray. Graciously, eternal Father, we thank you for this opportunity. We thank you for this chance. We thank you for your word. We thank you for being the one that binds up the brokenhearted. We thank you for the one that will strengthen those that are lost. We thank you for encouraging those that have fallen. We thank you for strengthening those that need to be strengthened. We thank you for peace, Father, that surpasses all understanding, that guards their heart and their minds. God, I know that the struggle is great, but I know that you are greater than the struggle. There are those that are wrestling with a place that don't quite understand why, don't quite understand how, don't quite understand the what for. But Father, we thank you for not just grace, not just peace, but Lord, we thank you for power. The ability to stand in what you have called us to stand into. We thank you for giving us a second chance. Thank you for giving us another chance because we blew our second chance a long time ago. We thank you for giving us the opportunity and chance, God, to come and to repent of our sins. So we do a 180. We do a 180. We turn our back on the devil and we turn towards you and look toward the hills which come in our help, and our help comes from you, Father. So we ask that you would strengthen us again. Encourage us again. Strengthen us again. Encourage us again. Strengthen us again and encourage us again. Strengthen us again and encourage us again to continue doing what you have called us to do. Father, we pray, God, we pray, Lord, that this sacrifice of prayer is acceptable in thy sight. And give us the ability, Lord God, to be in right standing with you. Now, Father, we confess with our mouths and believe in our heart that Jesus Christ died and was raised from the dead, and we are now saved. We're in the safety of your care. Lord, use us in the way that you desire to use us. Strengthen us in the way you would desire to strengthen us. God, and we'll be glad for it. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Now, I'm going to give you these two keys, very simple keys. Number one, get you a really good Bible. Two, get you a church home. Three, watch what 3 is. Make sure that that man or woman of God that is up preaching, that the life that they are preaching is the life, watch this here, that's susceptible to the word that they are preaching. Amen? Make sure that word is lining up with what they're preaching. Amen? Amen. So we are grateful. We are excited. We're grateful and we're excited about your new relationship with Jesus Christ. And we hope that something was said or done today on the broadcast that will encourage you and strengthen you and empower you and give you the ability to stand and withstand in the midst of your storm. So we are grateful today for that opportunity and that chance. Those of you all that would like to sow into the Worldwide Gospel Connection, your seeds are not just seeds that you sow into us, but your seeds are seeds that are sown into the Worldwide Gospel Connection. We use those seeds to further the broadcast as well as our outreach programs that we have where we actually go out and feed the homeless. We're getting ready to go into a venture to do that. So we would love to have you guys connect with us and do what we do as far as that is concerned. So we're just eternally grateful. We're eternally grateful for that opportunity to be able to be recipients of the assignment to do what we do. But we also need your help with it, being a part of the finances that we go out And we want to be able to bless the people with toiletries and food, and most importantly, with the word. So we would love for you guys to be one of those that are the partakers of that. So whatever the Lord lays on your heart to sow as a seed on today, please feel free to do so. We don't ask for a dollar amount because we might miss. So we want you to do what the Lord has laid on your heart to do. Amen? So those ways to sow, we have those three ways to sow. The first way is through our Cash App, which is $WGC2020. Again, $WGC2020. And then we have our Zelle, which is 346-419-5960. Again, that is going to be our Zelle, and that's going to be 346-419-5960. And then we also have our PayPal, and our PayPal is going to be paypal.me/worldwidegc. Again, that's paypal.me/worldwidegc. Please make it your business to sow a seed to help us to further the efforts of what we do here on the Worldwide Gospel Connection. Without your help, we are unable to continue to do what we do. We are so eternally grateful for that opportunity and that chance to do what God has graced us to do. And we love you and we appreciate you. We thank God for you. And we look forward to being able to do what we do best, and that is continue to further the gospel of Jesus Christ throughout this land and throughout this world. Amen? Amen. God bless you. We thank you guys for listening in. We look forward to you guys tuning in on this coming Thursday, following this Thursday broadcast. And listen, remember to call a friend and tell them that the Worldwide Gospel Connection is on the air. And tell them to come on in and be a part of what we're doing right here on the Worldwide Gospel Connection. God bless you, and we thank you, and we look forward to you guys joining us next week.
Everybody
say amen.
God
has spoken.
So let the church,
say amen.
Yeah. Can I get a witness?
Let the church say amen.
To what his plans are.
Let the church
to what his word
say.
Says. The church say, oh, lift your hands wherever you are and let the church.
Let the church say, let the church say.